This is Andy Bunday for 123 Kissin' on the phone with a superstar, Rex Smith. Hi, Rex.
Hello, Andy. I kind of like that. Andy, I want to thank you, and I want everybody to know out there, if they're not aware of it, that you were the first guy in the country to go on You Take My Breath Away.
Hey, listen, my pleasure. Thank you for the good music. Sooner or Later is the album. That was the name of the movie you did for television.
Right.
How was that, doing movies?
Well, I'm doing a new one now, in November.
Uh-huh.
Which will be, a major motion picture.
Fantastic.
I'm doing a TV show right now where I play myself for CBS. It's called California Fever. I'm guest starring in a new series, an hour-long show, and I'm playing Rex Smith in it.
Typecasting.
Give me a Rex Smith.
Give me a Rex Smith. Emote more Rex. Listen, Rex, I have a big question that I have been dying to ask you. How has the transition been for you from a guy who used to open Ted Nugent concerts to really an up-and-coming not only movie star, but rock and roll singer? How has that been for you?
Well, I tell you, my attitude towards show business is, or what I want to do, I want to entertain. I'm finding out that I enjoy as many facets as I can get involved in of the business, whether it be acting, singing, whatever. And I haven't forgotten the rock and roll roots. I'm trying out some different things. I'm a young guy. I got time to move around and try as many things as possible. When I go back out on a rock and roll tour, I think I'm going to surprise a lot of people when they see this guy kicking out the jam.
When might this be?
Well, if things go according to plan this year, I'm going to be doing two more albums and a movie before the year's out.
Wow!
Because I'd really like to have two albums out before I do a tour, so I really have something to I've got enough material to really fill an evening.
You are a busy guy.
Yes.
I can't believe it. You're also doing, correct me if I'm wrong, the Broadway musical Grease.
Well, I just finished that.
You just wrapped that up?
Yeah.
How was that?
That was another learning experience. It was great to play for an audience. See, I've been able to see not only the rock concert audiences, which is fantastic, the biggest adrenaline rush you can ever get.
I guess.
And also, like a Broadway audience, which is every, age from 6 to 60, every type person you could imagine come through those doors.
What about the immediate reaction in a stage show? That must be kind of a turn-on for you.
Yeah, well, it's great, the rapport and the immediate feedback. Playing in a play and making a movie is like playing on in a rock band and making an album. Same sort of, feedback.
So you've got a new movie coming out soon.
I'm starting work in November on that. Gene Kelly's going to be my dad.
Oh, wow.
My manager dad. He's also my manager, and we go over to Paris to play this big concert, which is going to have a lot of large groups in it, we're just getting down to all this stuff now.
Now, is this going to be for TV, Rex?
No,
or
this is major motion picture.
Fantastic.
And I meet this girl who's a backup singer in another band. This is as far as I know. We fall in love, and then it turns out that Gene Kelly falls in love with Leslie Caron, who's the girl's mother, and so it's a big sort of American in Paris revisited.
Keep it all in the family.
And it's going to be a great movie.
Now, how about your next album?
I start work on that next week.
Wow.
If I do these projects, I have to finish my album August, September, spend 2 months on it. September to November, do the soundtrack album for the movie.
Uh-huh.
And then in November, start filming the movie, which will take me through to the new year.
Well, in other words, I shouldn't look for another phone call from Rex Smith this year.
You never know. You never know.
Rex, I cannot thank you enough for calling.
No problem.
Really, it's a real thrill for us because the album and both singles have just been enormous smashes up here. And continued best of luck to you in whatever career you happen to be pursuing at the present moment. Listen, can you do me one big favor?
Yes.
Actually, two. First, do this one favor. Could you introduce your current single for us? Because that would be kind of a treat, having the artist say, "This is me," with Simply Jesse. So, why don't you do that for us?
Well, saw the movie. This is the tune that I was teaching Jesse guitar lessons. I was teaching her this song. We were sort of making it up as we went along. And I call her up to invite her to play with my band. She starts playing the only song she knows, which is this tune. There's no lyrics at the time, and I sort of surprise her with these lyrics, which sort of express the way I feel about her and everything. And as a matter of fact, she came down to the studio the night I did that, sort of to give the old inspiration. So in real life, I was sort of singing it to her just to, I mean, not in real life, you know, but I had her down at the studio, sort of we were sort of playing the whole act, even when I was in the studio, just to get the feeling across, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I had her in the control room, just so I had something to work off of, and I think it came up real nice, I hope.
It certainly did.
Let's listen to Simply Jesse by Shrek Smith.
You were right again.
Love you, honey.